I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Hobbs police on Friday arrested 28-year-old Janessa Perez of Hobbs, who police say escaped in the middle of an officer-involved shooting back in February of this year. When police arrived at a residence in the 900 block of South Elm Street, where they believed she was residing, they observed a female peeking out the back door of the residence before quickly shutting the door. A short time later, Perez exited the residence and surrendered to police without any further incident. Perez was detained and in handcuffs when she stole a police unit and fled during an officer-involved shooting. Perez has been charged with unlawful taking of a motor vehicle and facing other charges as well. A Roswell police officer is lucky to be alive today. According to Roswell police, the officer was checking on an unresponsive male driver of a car stopped at the intersection of Main and 2nd Streets around 9 a.m. Friday. Reports indicate that the driver suddenly accelerated the car, pinning the officer against another vehicle and then dragging him through the intersection. The officer was treated at a local hospital and is expected to be okay. The driver of the vehicle was taken into custody. A small single-engine aircraft had to make an emergency landing on Highway 285 North, mile marker 151 in Chavez County, Friday morning around 9:45. According to a post on the Chavez County Sheriff's Facebook page, the aircraft did land safely and all occupants were safe. The plane did suffer some type of damage to one of the wings. The Federal Aviation Administration is conducting an investigation. Eddy County commissioners have approved linking their emergency radio system to the state's emergency communication system with $2.5 million in fire legislative tax money to fund it with. Eddy County commissioners approved the spending plan at their May 3rd meeting. Now, the tax will be used to fund fire and emergency protection in unincorporated areas of Eddy County. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.